Real quick, before we get started with our latest problem solved, I just wanted to say one more time that if you want a personalized song made for a family member or a really good friend, or even a song to commemorate an event or a moment in time or a birthday or as a pretty fantastical Christmas gift, I just wanted to let you know that the songs that you hear on Problem Solved and Struggling Sisters are by Songfinch. So if you go to songfinch.com, you can get your very own masterpiece of a song made in just 7 days. There is still time to do this before Christmas, friends. So head to songfinch.com and get started on your very own song today. All right, let's get started solving some problems.
My dear Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation. Everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't. So hard, I split my pants. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
So how's it going?
Doing pretty good.
Okay.
I think. I feel like I'm constantly tying loose ends. Like everything I do is just this tiny little thing, like an annoyance that has to be done.
Like you're just doing a bunch of meaningless tasks or something?
They're not meaningless. They're things like, I gotta send this bill off. I've gotta post this thing on the website. Like they're just small and lots of them. And I don't like that.
It's like morning work at school.
Yes.
But it's our life is like morning work.
Yes. And I feel like I'm running from like, but it's constant morning work. It's like, and they're all timed. They're like 3 minutes, go.
And you can go to jail if you don't do it.
You know? Could. Yeah. Yeah.
High stakes morning work.
Right. Yeah. So I feel a little bit disjointed and frazzled.
Okay.
I think. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. But I get it, though. It feels like one task kind of begets another task. You know what I mean? Like I went this morning and I sold some books to Half Price Books. Do you have that place?
No.
Oh, you just sell your old books and then because then you can get cash for it. Well, while I was carrying the heavy books in, my laundry basket broke because it was so heavy. So now I have to go buy a laundry basket. And then when I was there, the lady's like, they need your ID to, I don't know if you're like a felon selling books. I don't know why they need your ID. So she gave me the ID, or I gave her my driver's license. She goes, oh my gosh, your driver's license is going to expire in a couple days. I was like, of course it is.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, now I got to go to the DMV and Target.
Oh my goodness. All because you tried to sell some books.
Man, yes. So I get it. Now I'm more frazzled than we started because I hadn't realized all this. So thank you for pointing this out. I'm going to have to cut this short. I got things to do.
I know.
So funny.
I love how we kept trying to hop on this call and you were like, I need 15 minutes. And then when, by the time you were ready, I was like, okay, now I need 15 minutes. Actually, I think I need 45 minutes. Like,
I know. We're busy. Okay, so I have a couple bones to pick. My first bone is you will not take a cross-country drive just because I'm going to be in Connecticut. That's so much closer than Texas. I believe that you should go on a road trip.
You know, it's a little bit tempting, but...
You don't seem that tempted.
Honestly, it is the closest you've ever been to me. Mm-hmm. And you have mentioned meeting in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. which, or Pennsylvania. Would you feel, what about the west coast of Pennsylvania?
Well, you would only be driving like 4 hours. Don't you think you can do that?
Be driving?
Like, wouldn't it be like 8 hours? And I'd have to rent a car.
I know.
I'm taking brunt of this.
Equally as unwilling as I am.
No, it was my idea. I looked it up on the Google machine to see. I'm so there. And I just want the records to show that you are the one that won't do this.
Okay, the records can show it. And now you make me seem like a bad person.
You're not a bad person. I just think you're letting that baby run your life.
I know.
So how is all that going? I know his name's Gavin. I want to call him Linton.
That's is a that cute okay? name.
It is cute.
Yeah.
Sounds like a little president.
I was going to say a tea bag, but okay. Isn't that tea?
So how is the little tea bag?
He's good.
He's adorable.
He's super cute.
Has he been good for your Instagram account?
Yeah, although here's the problem with this. I'm not like a professional Instagrammer, so I don't know why this matters to me, but I don't really like when there's three similar images in a row, or if images happen like the, how am I going to explain this? Basically, like if there's two selfies that happen to be on top of each other or next to each other, that bothers me. They have to be spread out in like a balanced proportional way. So he's really messing things up because I just posted another one today of his little belly button showing. I don't know if you saw it yet. You probably did because you get notifications every time I post, but.
Oh, well, did you tag me in it?
No.
Oh, you're just that sure that I'm into everything. No, I'm seeing the belly button. Okay, I'm seeing a belly button. Then I'm seeing little Linton three times in a row. You're right.
I know.
Okay, yeah, he's really messing up the aesthetic.
He's messing up the aesthetic, but I can't help it because they need to be shared, and I need them for my chat books that I print from
Okay, but
Instagram.
Why don't you just like slow your roll on pictures of him? You got
I need
other,
to take
you have
pictures
three
of
other
kids.
Children.
It's true. They're just not ever as cute right now. They're not dressed as cute. They're not doing cute things.
Listen, I got a girl dressing herself, refusing to take showers, and being hormonal. I get it. There's nothing cute going on there. And they don't want to be photographed.
Right. And I'm not with them. I feel like this guy is attached to me. And so, which he is practically. So he's just around more.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
So it's something I'm going to work on. We're going to go chop down a Christmas tree for the first time ever. I've never had a real tree, and I'm anticipating great picture moments.
That is so fun.
Yeah, I need all the tips. Do you have real or fake tree?
Okay, this year, because I'm going to Connecticut.
Oh, right.
I'm not even getting out.
Smart. Yeah,
a don't wreath. I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, I've had like that too. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you're going to travel or be gone for half the month, or even 1 week of the month, don't put up a tree.
No. I used to be so much more excited about Christmas than I am now. And I'm not against it, but I'm just like, okay, it's Christmas.
Right. It's Christmas again. Doesn't it feel like it keeps coming faster and faster?
We are becoming old women as we have this conversation. When we say things like that, we're 100.
I know. We might as well be on a front porch somewhere.
I know it.
That would be nice. We would have less frazzled ties to burn. I don't know. None of that made sense.
No. It's because you're so frazzled. You're starting to become incoherent.
I know.
In my house above my fireplace, I have a big wooden frame, but there's nothing in the frame. I hang a smaller canvas from Canvas People of my family photos in the frame. So the frame kind of outlines it, but it's not connected. I don't know. It's something I saw on Pinterest. But when I'm done and we get a new family picture, I move my Canvas People canvas into the hallway where all my other family pictures from Canvas People are. So that's just a little peek into the way I use Canvas People to put all my favorite pictures on the wall. And I'm excited to say that Canvas People wants to give you a deal too. Now, as a special, very limited holiday offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvases for free. Yes, that's right, free. These normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you're going to pay nothing. All you have to do is cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text SWP to 484848. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last. Text SWP to 484848. That's SWP to 484848. Message and data rates may apply. Okay, so
you know what
let
I
me
thought the bone. Oh, you have more bones?
Well, no. I have a follow-up on the cutting down your own Christmas tree. So Neil takes an actual axe and does it?
I don't know how it works. Here's what he wants to do, which is not happening. He apparently found out that you can go into, not in a state park, and cut down your own Christmas tree for $5.
I don't think so.
Yeah, this is not the right year for that. First of all, we have to drive 2 years.
Wow.
2 hours.
You won't drive 4 hours, but you'll drive 2 years.
To get our Christmas tree. You know, so my Instagram photos will look balanced.
I get it.
Yeah. 2 hours to the closest state park. And then who knows how far we're going to have to snowshoe through the snow to find an appropriate tree to cut down with an axe that we don't own. So,
none
of this. With the kids.
You guys are going to end up frozen and people are going to find you in like
dead.
4 years.
It's going to be really sad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not happening.
Okay.
Because then also, how are we going to put it on top of our car? Don't they have to like bundle it and net? Anyways, it's too much for the first year of like going from artificial to real. We need some baby steps. So we're going to try to find a place where you can still cut it down. But it's like a farm, like a Christmas tree farm. And I'm hoping they will have appropriate tools, like a saw or an axe. Maybe you still axe it, but I've seen pictures of people sawing trees.
Oh, I've never seen. See, we just buy them from the Home Depot parking lot.
Yeah, that would actually be the first baby step, but that's worse than an artificial tree in Neil's mind.
Oh.
He grew up with real trees.
That he got himself.
Apparently grew from seed.
Grew from seed? No, I was like, my goodness, he's a lumberjack. I had no idea.
Right. No. But in his mind, I don't think going to the Home Depot parking lot would be enough.
Okay.
Of an adventure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he could like pretend and like knock it over really hard.
Right.
That's kind of like cutting it down.
Right. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll keep you updated, but I don't know how to keep these trees alive.
You guys got to make sure that there's a bunch of water in the bottom.
Are they going to shed on me a lot?
Yes, but it smells really good.
It better.
It does. We grew up with real trees, but then since being an adult, I feel like it's just too much trouble.
Yeah.
I just also don't want to spend the money on a real tree. But I always wish I had a real tree. But also my house where I live, there's nowhere to put a real tree.
What do you mean? Is it the same place you would put your fake tree?
Yeah, they're just not a good place. So I have to get like the nastiest, really tall, really skinny,
$19.99
fake
tree.
I
feel like those are coming. Oh, I thought you said 1990, like the year.
Oh, no.
Like those were popular back then, like the tall, skinny ones. And I was just about to tell you that I feel like they're making a comeback.
Yeah. $20 trees look like $20 trees.
So. Yeah. So, yes, it's expensive to buy, or not expensive, but you have to spend money every year. But we got rid of our artificial tree because I'm trying to not store stuff.
Okay.
Like have so much storage. So I don't know what's worse. To have to store this massive artificial tree for 11 months of the year that you use once? Or to how much do Christmas trees even cost? I don't even know.
Well,
is it by weight?
It's by height. And
height.
I think the different types are different amounts. So, like, I don't know, $80 or $100 or something?
Oh, I'm going to the Goodwill and getting my tree back.
But your house will really smell amazing. And they do look better than, unless you have bought a very nice
No, we had the cheapos. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll keep you updated on the Christmas tree. But that was not the bone. Going to Connecticut, driving to Connecticut to meet you was not the bone I thought you were going to pick with me.
Oh, I would love to know which bone you had picked out for me to pick with you.
Well, I don't even, no one even noticed this, but on Instagram stories yesterday, when I asked for problems about today's episode, and I posted our text message thread and your little initials ET up there.
Yes.
I put, did you see the little ET?
I didn't even
character?
See that you put, no, I didn't even see that you posted a picture. I mean, no, I missed this whole thing.
Turn on your notifications for Rebecca Smith Online.
Okay. I apologize for my negligence.
I thought that was the bone. Nobody noticed it. I was kind of seeing if anyone would be like, yeah, that's so funny. You put an ET character up there, but
I'm looking for it right now. I'm seeing it this very second. You did put ET.
It's a GIF.
I love it.
Or GIF. What's it? Is it a GIF?
I call it a GIF because I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cover your bases.
Yeah. Also, I was recently in Arizona and I was talking to my brother who faithfully listens to just the Problem Solved episodes. And the ones with my sister, because it's his sister. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he just offered, and I didn't even ask. He said, that Problem Solved song is way too long. And I said, oh my gosh, other than Rebecca, no one else has thought that.
Love
he goes,
him.
I've been late to dinner before because of that song. And I wanted to say, like, do you know there's a skip feature? But I didn't want to. He was on a roll. You know what I mean? He was having feelings. I wanted him to let him out. It was therapeutic. I could tell.
Sure.
So anyway, the two of you think it's long.
What's his name?
Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Robbie and Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Same feelings. Rebecca. Sorry. Yes.
Figure out your name.
Yes. I agree. I do. I still skip through it. But did you see someone's child ask for that as their bedtime song at night?
Can you believe it?
It's so precious. So you can't cut it now. Like, someone's child won't fall asleep.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
So I have a question, though. Now, you don't sell lipstick, even though that was the lyrics in there. Everybody knows that you sell lipstick, but now you don't.
No, I don't.
Do you even have a cat anymore?
I do, but then I got this baby, and he's cuter.
Okay. So. Maybe you could alternate cat pictures.
I stopped posting pictures of our cat as soon as she got out of kitten phase.
Okay.
They just aren't that cute anymore.
I'm glad that you realized that.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought maybe something happened to Tiger since...
Thanks for asking. She's alive and well.
Okay. So are you ready to talk about some people's problems about family?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is so interesting. I'm going to make all of mine anonymous just for the people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My family has taken angel food cake, which is baby Jesus's birthday cake, of course, to all the elderly people in our small farm town. And she says, it's great. It's lovely. But my mom still makes us do it because it's tradition. We're grown-ups. We don't even know the people who live in the houses anymore. And we only get about 6 hours together as a whole family. And we spend two of them delivering angel food cake to people we don't know. She will not let us stop. What's worse, my mom, we've been doing this for over 36 years.
Oh my gosh.
She doesn't even come with us. She just gets everything ready and then sends us out. Bless her.
Oh, I love it.
So how do we solve this?
I have two immediate thoughts.
Okay.
Two options. One, have they talked to mom? Have they had a sit down, come to Jesus moment? Maybe mom thinks that, for some reason, I think, how many kids? Did she say six siblings?
Oh, I don't think so.
It was 6 hours. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe the mom thinks that the children... this is an important tradition for them.
Oh, yes.
And so she is like begrudgingly making angel food cake every year.
She's like mad the whole time.
Right. Just like they're mad. It's possible.
And the people who they're delivering it to are like,
who are you?
We're gluten free or
right.
I've got diabetes.
Yes.
I think angel food cake. I was just watching the Great British Baking Show or whatever it is with my kids last night.
Yes.
Have you seen that show? It's lovely.
I have not. I've heard about it a lot. Maybe just from you. But
the way British people talk, I just can't get over. They're just lovely.
It's charming.
Anyway, they had to make an angel food cake. And I just think angel food cake is gross.
Oh,
why
I like
are we even
it.
Doing it? Ew.
I like it. I prefer the batter of angel food cake, though, to the actual angel food cake.
Oh, I've never had their batter.
Okay. Just raw and good.
Okay, so we think maybe ask the mom, like, what do you get out of this? Like, 2 quiet hours? Maybe she just thinks, y'all get out of here.
Get out of here. Yes, that could be it too. Because maybe they could offer to go to a movie instead for 2 hours.
I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. The other option is a little sneakier and not quite as honest.
Okay.
So I'd go route A first, and then option B would be to take the angel food cake and go to a movie. Go hang out with your siblings for 2 hours, but you don't need to deliver it.
I think so. Or like deliver it all to like the grocery store or something and be like, hey guys, we just wanted to like one stop and then move on. Or give it to the movie theater people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think a shelter would be better. Go to a one-stop shop in some way.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a very interesting conundrum, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I've never heard of such a thing.
Me either. And the funny thing is they did this 30 years ago with the old people at those houses. Those people have
They're
long
different
left.
Old people. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what problem do you have? Do you have one?
Okay, I got this question in a couple different ways, but basically this girl has a sister-in-law who hates her and hasn't spoken to her hubby and her in over 6 years. How do we handle get-togethers? I typically find a way out of those, but this year Christmas is unavoidable. She says hi to my hubby and then doesn't even look at me. It's so awkward. And then I asked her some follow-up questions. It is her husband's sister.
Okay. And I, along the same line, let's just lump all the in-laws together.
Yes.
I got one that says, a terrible mother-in-law who hates me one day and loves me the next day and thinks I'm ruining their little boy and that I'm a terrible mother. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I know.
That's hard. Okay. My first thought with the sister-in-law.
Yes.
Well, I won't say my first couple thoughts because those aren't very nice. But my fourth thought is, I would probably just go up to her and be like, hey, I love that shirt. Oh my gosh. Or just always direct. Did I do something? Like, what's your deal?
Right. Yeah.
Or I don't know if it's a family that has like, I don't know, eggnog with a little bit of rum in it. Like, see if you can just be like, hey, let's have an eggnog and bury the hatchet.
Spike hers a little more or yours a little more, I guess. Depending on
you just
feeling.
Have to have a conversation because maybe she's just gonna, if she says like, no, it's fine, I love you, you know, and you both know it's baloney. Well, at least you've done everything you can do.
Exactly. Yeah.
But to awkward about it is not, you can't be awkward. You can't let her being however she's being make it not fun for you. Just go to people who are fun.
I agree. Be very nice. You know, do everything on your end to make sure that you haven't done anything to make them hate you. But then just remember, with the sister-in-law specifically, it sounds like it's just one day out of the year. So you just got to put on your big girl pants and, you know, make it through 1 year.
Well, I think, though, if it's 6 years they haven't talked, something happened 6 years ago, right?
Ooh, maybe.
So maybe just be like, hey, back in the day when you were selling doTERRA and I was selling Young Living. I don't know. Right? I don't know what the problem is.
Right. Or maybe they got married 6 years ago.
Yeah. Some people just have a face that looks mad and they're not mad. I happen to have that.
I do too. My mom was always really mad at me when I was little. She'd always like, smile. You look, I don't remember what she called me. But yeah, I think about that a lot.
It is almost Christmas. You do not have time to go to the grocery store. This is the perfect time to take advantage of ButcherBox. So with ButcherBox, you get to choose a mix of high-quality beef, chicken, or pork. It is vacuum-packed, frozen, and delivered right to your doorstep. It's all very high-quality meat that is free of antibiotics and hormones. And you can cook knowing that you're feeding your family healthy, high-quality food. It's very convenient, too. It's basically like having a neighborhood butcher, except you don't have to go to the butcher store and wait in line. You also get to choose your delivery frequency because the subscription is completely customizable. What's been helpful for me with ButcherBox is that their website is really informative. I'm not the best at cooking meat. Makes me a little bit nervous. So ButcherBox is a great resource so that I am learning how to cook meat better. For free bacon and $20 off your first box, go to ButcherBox.com/SWP and enter coupon code SWP. Again, for free bacon and $20 off your first box, just head to ButcherBox.com/SWP and use coupon code SWP. You know how we're always reminding our kids to do the right thing and they hassle us about it because they don't want to? Well, my thing that I need to remind my own self to do is take better care of my skin. I have been loving BioClarity because it is a gentle skincare line that I know is good for me. I know the ingredients are clean and I love how it feels on my skin. I alternate between the essentials routine and the clear skin routine. I obviously need to go back to the clear skin routine because I have got the most fantastic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer zit on the end of my nose. And within a couple of days, my breakouts are gone when I use the clear skin routine. It has plant extracts in it from like green tea and cucumber and licorice root. It also has Floralux, which is from chlorophyll. Floralux has anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties that feed your skin from the outside in. So you can get started on healthier habits for your skin today. Just go to bioclarity.com. My listeners will get their first month for half off, plus the shipping's free. It comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter my code SWP. That's bioclarity.com and enter my code SWP. Okay, so I have, how do you handle a mother-in-law who thoroughly enjoys a good argument about politics, religion, the drug policy, and who always shares her examples of superior parenting choices from back in the day?
Oh, wear a t-shirt, get a custom-made t-shirt that says, I agree with you.
Oh, I like it.
Just nod and smile. And
ask all kinds of questions about parenting. Yes. And then just get her talking and she'll be very happy that you finally realized how wise she is.
And you know, you could, those little tiny earbuds now that come with headphones, with your phone, you could just wear your hair down. Asking questions and have one in there while you are listening to Problem Solved or the Struggle Well Project.
Just listen to it and we will coach you through it.
We will coach you through. I've always wanted to be one of those people in the movies that did that. Or Ellen. I love when Ellen makes, like, talks in people's ears and makes them do crazy things.
That's absolute gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my mother-in-law, who I love and she loves me back, but she still has very strong opinions about everything, including like my plants and how I should water them every once in a while and things like that. She says those types of things. Like the other day someone was over and they're like, oh, how did you get that plant to grow? And I was like, oh, I don't even know. If it's growing, it's just doing it on its own. And my mother-in-law is like, yeah, which plant do you see that's doing well out there? So I just looked at her and said, Marilyn, I appreciate your passion for my plants. I want to affirm your love of everything that I'm not taking care of as well as you wish. And I thank you for caring so desperately. But we have a very good relationship and she just thinks I'm great and I think she's great. So it's a different situation.
Yeah. So sarcasm in that sense could go a little further than maybe some of these other relationships.
For sure. But just ask them questions and wind them up and let them just go the whole evening talking about how great they are.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one.
Go. Yeah.
A woman has a 1,200 square foot house. How do you convince the grandparents to stop buying junky toys that they're only going to play with for about 2 minutes?
Oh, yes. Okay. I did this when my sister-in-law started doing this with each other's kids. And I think I'm going to start sending it to my mom too, is an Amazon wish list where you can share them. So you can add, these are like toys and games, like experiences you can't add. You know, I would say like get them a zoo membership or a science museum membership.
Right.
You can't put that on Amazon wish list, but you could, if you wanted to guide them in which type of toys your kids/you have been wanting, then send them an Amazon wish list. I think that would be well received.
I think it's helpful because then when you're giving a gift, you want to know that you're like going to nail it. You know, they're really going to love it.
And put a bunch of things on there so they still feel like they get to shop and choose something. But I really enjoyed shopping for my nephews from that Amazon wish list that my sister-in-law sent me because I knew they were going to like, or she especially was going to like what I got them.
Yeah, because so much of it is just being considerate of the other people in the house.
Right. But then also from the other perspective, be grateful and gracious for the gifts that people do give you and your kids, whether or not you are grateful for them or not. I think it's important that we don't shame people for buying gifts for our kids.
Yeah, because honestly, some people love the gift, like the shopping experience and thinking of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I have found myself on that end sometimes being like, oh, another plastic battery operated toy, you know, but gifts is my mom's love language and she loves giving them and she loves shopping. And so I just need to let her love my kids in that way. And they love those battery operated plastic toys.
Yeah. Well, and who really cares how long they get played with? I mean, I don't know. I don't really.
Right.
It keeps your kids busy for a little bit.
It's so true.
My brother, I know he's listening, so I'm just going to take this moment to slam him. He gets my kids loud toys on purpose, just to be funny.
Right.
And I just give them away at the next white elephant gift. I gave a bullhorn away that he bought my daughter.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, Robbie.
And Robbie. But he does it because it's hysterical, and that's him. That's how he's loving me, is by annoying me, because that's what little brothers do.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. I think it's lovely, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful to have people who in my life who want to annoy me. So.
Right. Yeah. And show their love that way.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a couple along these lines. Okay. It seems like a lot of my followers have to travel to their families for Christmas. And they're saying it'd be really nice if just once they came our direction.
Okay.
How do you bring that up? What do you do?
I mean, I would just say like, hey, guys, I have an idea. What would it be like if we did this and this? I mean, it depends on how far, like, are they too old to travel? Do they not have any money? Like, if there are barriers like that, then if it's like a financial thing, just offer to, hey, if I bought your ticket. And I would also think if you could share with them, we have a new house and I would love to for you guys to see it. Or another cool thing we can do in our town is this that I think would be a great experience for our family. So let them know what's in it for them, but then also let them know what you're willing to do to help them overcome barriers that might happen and why it's important to you.
Yeah.
Instead of just being mad that nobody thinks of it.
Right. And because maybe they aren't thinking of it. And that's the exact problem. Like, they'd be happy to come your direction. It's just been tradition and what everyone does every year. And
yeah,
you know.
And honestly, let's look at this long term. If it's your mother-in-law or whoever who's like determined to host it because it's always been the way it is, she's not going to be around forever. And she's not going to be able to host forever. So I'm not saying like,
just wait till she dies.
Just wait till she dies. No, I'm just saying like it long term, it's not always going to be the situation that you have this year or that you've had for the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's true. Things change and then you might long for them to go back.
It's true. Like,
why does everyone always come to my house for Thanksgiving or Christmas? I would really rather my house stay clean. Let's look at all the benefits of traveling somewhere else. Your house stays immaculate. Yeah. You don't really have to cook that much because you can only bring one casserole dish, really.
Nothing gets broken.
Nothing gets broken. Nothing gets stained.
Maybe if there's a great place you like to shop in that town, you wouldn't get to go there if you didn't have to travel.
True. If you have to drive a long distance with your husband, well, then you get some great car time conversation.
Or good podcast listening in with your own headphones.
To Problem Solved and the Struggle Well Project.
I mean, I don't see the problem.
And Struggling Sisters. I'm throw Katie in there, too.
Throw her in, man.
She can belong.
Thank you. She will appreciate knowing that. I love my husband. We both work from home, so we see each other a lot. But I'm realizing that just because we see each other's faces a lot does not mean we're connecting. We have really been enjoying an app called Lasting, where you do little marriage sessions on your own, and then you compare notes with each other. I've actually learned a lot of things I did not know about him and that I did not know about relationships. Lasting helps you talk about things that you maybe don't know how to talk about or don't think to talk about. It's research-based. And it fits in with your busy schedule because it only takes a couple minutes to do each session. Lasting is free to download, but Struggle Well Project listeners can unlock the entire app's premium content for 99 cents by going to getlasting.com/SWP and then using coupon code SWP at checkout. So again, the app is free, but to download all the premium content for just 99 cents, go to getlasting.com/SWP. That's getlasting.com/SWP and use the offer code SWP during checkout. You get your first month for 99 cents. Okay, so I have one. Sometimes my family likes to pick on me. mostly because I do things differently than they do, but it really bothers me. I'm about to spend 7 days with all of them, and it should be really interesting.
No.
It makes me sad.
I've been in this situation, and here's what I actually did to solve it.
Okay.
And my brother still talks about it. So this was probably 10 years ago now. We had very sarcastic relationships with each other, which we still kind of do, but it was getting a little out of hand, and I was getting like hurt by the things that we were saying that were sarcastic. Anyways,
okay.
We kind of blew up. It wasn't really how I should have handled it. I kind of blew up. I wish I could remember all the details, but we were home for Christmas. My dad sat us down for like the very last family meeting that we probably ever had because I got married shortly after that.
Okay.
And what came out, which I hadn't realized before, and I told my brothers, as I said, behind every sarcastic comment is just a tiny bit of truth. And it's kind of true. Like when we joke with one another in a sarcastic way, there's a tiny bit of truth buried in it somewhere every time, if you look hard enough. Mm-hmm. At least at that point in my life with my brothers, it was. And my brother told me a few years ago that what I told him then like has stuck out to him ever since. And he's a lot more careful about who he's sarcastic with and what he says and how often he's sarcastic. Anyway, so I just think like, I didn't even realize it until we had that big blow up. It's like, you know, I think it's just hurting my feelings because there's a little bit of truth behind what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so I would just say, like, Emily's your favorite solution. Just be honest. Tell them, like, how it makes you feel. Because I think there's some weight behind that. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. And I think the way you deliver it is so important. Like, to say, I know that you love me. I know you are not trying to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to kind of diffuse things before you start. Instead of, quit hurting my feelings. You're such a jerk.
Right.
One lady said, how do you deal with all the splitting family time between all the grandparents? You know, when you have two families together, but then when you have divorced families.
And everyone probably lives within possible driving distance of, you know, it's different when they live far away. And you're like, oh, I can't do Christmas this year with you.
But when you're trying to do everything and meet everybody's needs and you just don't even enjoy Christmas because you're traveling everywhere, what do you do about
that? I'm always a big fan that Christmas doesn't have to be on the day. Yeah. I would prefer, as my family is getting larger and older, to do Christmas with just my family at home, or at least half the day, like the morning, to be in our house. But then Christmas Eve could be somewhere, or the week before Christmas, we can celebrate Christmas together.
Mm-hmm.
I would even, like, my brother lives in Alaska, and it's really hard for him. He has a job where it's hard for him to travel around the holidays. And so our family's take is, come when you can, and we'll celebrate Christmas then. If it's February, like, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
So I think that's, I don't know, that's part of it. But
when we lived in China, we had Christmas in, like, June.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. We would listen to Christmas music, we'd have Christmas food, and my family would get together and we'd have Christmas. And I think it's what you make it. It can be really fun. Who doesn't love Christmas gifts any time of year?
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree. And you never want to be that parent or that family that nobody wants to go to, but they feel like they have to.
Right. Yeah.
And if you can give a little space and even do it the first, you know, do it over New Year's Eve or, you know, New Year's Day when everybody's off work, do Christmas then or something.
Right.
Then people can look forward to it.
It's harder, I guess, when you have different siblings you have to coordinate that with. But,
you know, and there's one girl asked, like, what do you do when nobody is making plans and you want to get the ball rolling, but then you feel like you're being bossy? I think that's how you frame it, though. I don't think you're being bossy. Everybody has different strengths.
I enjoy, my mom and my sister-in-law, one of them, are really great planners. And whenever we do a family vacation together, they send out like a Google Doc with, my sister-in-law's researched all the restaurants and all the coffee shops and all the things to do. And they just send it out. And then I can join them on those plans if I want to, or I don't have to, but someone else has kind of done that legwork. And so I've come to appreciate that. So just do it. Just say like, hey, here's some things I'm going to do with my family. You're welcome to join me or not, but then you feel like you've planned something and other people can join.
And the people who don't want to plan are just waiting for somebody to do it anyway.
That's me. I'm just waiting for someone else to plan it. Tell me what to do. Invite me, but then don't expect me to come. Let that be my choice.
And then you'll probably come and enjoy it.
Probably. Oh, here's one. This one. I think I know what you'll say, but.
Just talk to them about it.
Stop. No, it's a little bit different. My father-in-law puts forth zero effort with our kids. Zero. We went for Thanksgiving and he spent the entire 3 days taking the dog for a walk. Poor thing was exhausted. The time he was at home, he was talking about his other grandsons and how he went to this movie. I was at their game. But my little boy tried to talk to him and he would push him away saying, I have no idea what you're saying. I just want my kids to have a good relationship with all their grandparents. My mother-in-law loves our kids and shows it, so I just don't know.
That's hard.
No.
I feel sad about it. I think the first thing to do is go, yeah, that is sad.
That stinks, yeah.
And feeling sad about it is regular.
Mm-hmm. I asked some follow-up questions that I think... So I found out that her little boy is 3.5, and the other grandsons are like 9 and 10 and in their 20s. So okay. My guess is that Grandpa just doesn't know what to do with toddlers.
Yes.
He doesn't understand what they're saying. He doesn't know how to play with blocks. You know, like it makes them uncomfortable. So I anticipate things will get better as her kids get older. Don't you think?
Yes.
But it stinks right now because they're at such a cute, precious age and he's missing out, you know?
I think that's the shift you have to make is realizing like he's the one missing out. And your son has grandparents that are, you know, involved in.
Yeah. And thankfully, he's not, the little 3.5-year-old doesn't notice yet that, like, Grandpa doesn't seem to want to be around. You know, he's 3.5. He's not really, it's not putting that together.
It definitely bothers the mom more than it bothers the kid.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And the grandpa is missing out. And honestly, there's other ways to have grandparent figures that are into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, another, I don't know, this may be awkward, but I was going to say, maybe bring his favorite book and ask Grandpa to read it to him. Maybe Grandpa just doesn't know what to do with, you know, bring some suggestions of, hey, why don't you, can you read this book to him before his nap or something and see how that goes.
Yeah. Or sit there and translate what the little boy is saying.
Right.
Or maybe he can take the little boy on a walk. It's not like and tell the grandpa, we don't understand what he's saying either.
Right.
Just look at him and smile and make him not put Legos in his mouth.
Right.
I think you're making this too hard, granddad.
Or he seems to love his dog, so maybe dress him up like a dog next time. Like, you know, little Halloween costumes.
You always get onto me when I make up solutions that are not real solutions.
Do I really?
I was like, well, I was really trying there and you weren't. It's funny. Okay, here's one. How do I establish boundaries with family members who are passive aggressive? They tell us we're doing everything wrong and they just walk into our home unannounced.
Lock your door.
I know, that's crazy making. That's not okay. You can't just walk in unannounced. Although my in-laws do it, but we have said that's fine. We really don't mind.
Right.
So,
Why
are they? I would just say like, hey, if we're doing everything wrong, like why do you keep coming over so much? That's gotta be frustrating.
Right. Oh, passive aggressiveness.
I don't really know.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I really despise passive aggressive people.
Maybe move.
Yes, and don't tell anyone. Wait, that's passive aggressive.
We are no help. No, I would
sorry.
Move.
I would move. You probably just got to have an honest conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or that's walk around naked all the time.
Oh, yes.
And so when they come
terrible.
In,
be like, so they don't want to come over.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Or when they come over, then get naked and be like, oh, is this making you uncomfortable? Well, it makes me uncomfortable when you tell me everything I do is wrong. So get over here and give me a hug.
Oh my gosh. So many pictures in my mind.
Just
right
ramp
now.
Up the weird.
Inappropriate.
There was a girl who my friend, when we were freshmen in college, she had a roommate who was always naked. And it was very strange.
Like completely naked or
always
like to hang out
naked. No, like just naked.
Oh,
and then
dear.
her other roommate had a turtle that smelled so bad and she would never clean the thing.
Oh my gosh.
And her other roommate had smiley faces on everything. It was the craziest.
That's so
freshman
weird. Who did
dorm.
You say this was?
I don't want to say. It's just a friend of mine and a friend of mine in college.
A friend. Okay. Her I didn't
roommate.
Know if it was like your sister or you. Or...
Oh, no. But it was just the craziest, stinkiest, nakedest room ever. And
she
I never wanted to go
move.
Over. So that's what makes me think nakedness is a good repellent.
It's true. Also, stinky turtles and smiley faces, according to you.
Well, I mean, it's real. It made for quite an environment.
I bet. I feel like your friend had to have a quirk, too.
She really liked pigtails and pink bows.
Okay.
That's fine.
In college?
Yeah, but all that stuff is way different than naked turtle loving, I think.
It's true. It's on par with smiley faces, I'd say.
It's about the same. They were the most normal of.
Normal. That's hilarious.
So that's why I think it would really work with this lady's family.
Let's try it. Let us know. Keep us updated.
Or get the no soliciting signs. Get one that just says no family.
No family allowed.
Solicitors welcome.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's bad.
That's not passive aggressive. That's just aggressive.
That's just aggressive. Yeah. Oh goodness. Okay. We really need to have like an update show where people call in and tell us how they took our suggestions, funny or not, and how they went.
It's true, but do you think anybody really takes our suggestions?
We have been solving problems for almost 2 years. Actually, 2 years now. Hasn't it been?
Yeah, it has been.
Happy 2 year anniversary.
Happy 2 year anniversary. I'm sure that my large gift basket is on its way to you
in
the mail.
Oh, good. Good. I'm sure. I mean, UPS is just really busy right now.
They're
so.
Backed up. It's, it's the holidays.
Yeah. But I mean, if no one has taken one of our advice in 2 years, we probably need to stop the show.
We may not be working in our giftings. I'm not sure.
It's really... Speaking of, what Enneagram number am I?
I was going to ask you that. I forgot.
I haven't narrowed down to a 4 or a 6. I haven't listened to the songs. People tell me if I listen to the Sleeping at Last songs, then I'll just cry and I'll know.
Okay. My sister wasn't super into hers. She's a 2. And she was like, well, I mean... But the 1 I totally can identify with. So 4s are really into their feelings. They need a lot of time to like recover from interactions with other people. From what I understand. Is that accurate?
Yeah. When we hang up after these calls, no one can talk to me for like 6 hours.
Whatever.
But it's, I mean, to an extent, when if I've had a heavy people day and I come home and my husband now wants to talk to me, I'm like, I need some time of peace and quiet first, and then we can talk.
Well, I'm that way and I'm a 1.
Oh.
So I don't necessarily think that, I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to invalidate you.
Right.
What about a 6, though? I don't know much about 6s.
I don't know either. I just have read, like, I followed someone on Instagram who only posts about Enneagram, and I've read some of her type 6 posts, and I related to them. I have yet to listen to that chapter in that book, The Road Back to You is what I'm listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to the 4. I'm currently in the middle of listening to 5, and then 6 is next. So this will be to be continued.
Why don't you just take a test?
Because people told me the tests are inaccurate.
Why don't you take it and see if it's accurate?
Because I might get a 9, and then I'll think I'm a 9. And
oh, for
but really,
heaven's
I'm
sakes.
A 4. It's really stressful. I just want someone to tell me what I am. So then I can just read about that number and understand myself.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so take 3 tests and see what you mostly... Okay. You're making this so much harder than it needs to be.
It's really stressful because then there's all these wings.
The wings are easy. It's just what the number on either side, which one you identify with most.
Mm-hmm. And then operating out of their strengths, you might be a different number. If you're an unhealthy number, then you're a different number. It's stressful, Emily.
It's just not stressful.
Validate it.
I'm invalidating it. You're being upset about nothing.
Okay, I'll take a test. No,
take a test and text me.
Okay.
I need to know because I was actually wondering, what are you?
I know. It would help our relationship, I think.
I need to know how to relate to you. I just don't. You're an enigma. I'm just kidding. I don't even know what that means.
I pictured an amoeba, but I think that's different.
I think they're different.
Also different than enema. Similar.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know what an enigma is either, but it's not an amoeba or an enema.
Hopefully. I recently watched a show about these people who are addicted to giving themselves coffee enemas, and they spent like 5 hours a day giving themselves enemas of coffee.
I'm sorry.
It was called, it's that show where people are addicted to stuff. Like one lady ate her cat's hair and then.
Oh my gosh.
They gave coffee enemas. I only could watch like one or two episodes because it's just so overwhelming and sad that I didn't like it.
I know. Yeah. Because they are real problems, but they're just outrageous.
They're outrageous, but I couldn't do it. So anyway, on that note, I feel like we have come to a close.
Merry Christmas.
Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their